you might say you got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay, and you wear a tie around your
neck.
And what do you call the see that part of your throat you got your fingers on right now?
Throat?
Yeah, what do you call that part of it though, right there?
Right there? Jugular vein?
Well, see what, look, let me show you.
Right under here.
Right there. What do you call that part right there?
Uh-oh. Windpipe?
In the front.
Throat?
Okay, if you get hit there with a baseball, it's going to knock the wind out of you, probably.
Windpipe. Yeah, right here.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use the term goozle for that?
Yeah, goozle. Goozle vein.
Okay. How much of your neck exactly does that include? Does that include your whole neck or just the front? Or
no,
what?
Just the front. I think it's from right here to right here.
Kind of from the...
From right under your chin here, down here, about 3 or 4 inches.
Down to your collarbone?
Yeah. I think it's right under there.
Yeah, okay.
Jugular vein.
Okay, you go to the dentist to have him look at your...
teeth?
Okay, and he might say, I think I need to fill that.
That one?
Okay, or that one what?
Tooth.
Okay, the dentist might say, well, you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your...
gum?
Okay.
Throat?
Okay, yeah. You might say, you could hold that baby bird in the what of your hand?
Palm of your hand.
Okay. And you might say, that guy got mad, he doubled up both...
Both hands?
Oh,
made a fish?
Okay. And if he made two, you'd say he made two...
two fists?
Okay. When people get old, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
Okay. And the upper part of a man's body, you'd call his
chest.
Okay. And you might say, boy, that guy sure does have broad
shoulders.
Okay. And they measure the height of a horse in
hands.
Okay. And you have a right and a left
hand.
Okay. And you might say, boy, the pain ran from his heel all the way up his whole
body.
Oh,
his head. Run from his heel to his head.
Okay, or from his heel to his waist. You'd say it just ran up his
legs.
Okay. And at the end of your leg is your
going down. Feet?
Yeah, going down.
Your feet.
Okay, I think I talked the same time you did. Say it again.
Feet.
What?
At the end of your legs or legs?
Leg.
At the end of your leg, foot.
Okay, and then...
at the end of your legs, feet.
Okay. Let's see. You might say, I stumbled over a box in the dark and I bruised my... just the front part of your leg here below the knee.
Shin.
Okay. And...
ooh, that's a bad bruise, too.
Oh, yeah. That always hurts.
Mm-hmm.
If you were gonna... get down to shooting marbles, kind of.
You'd be on your knees.
Okay, you didn't get all the way down on your knees.
You squat down.
Okay.
In a squatting position.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, would you use hunker down for that?
Hunker down.
Yeah, would you ever say that?
No.
Okay.
No, you either squat or you're down on your knees.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you squat down, would you ever say you squat down on your anything?
Squat down on your you're down on your feet, or you squat down on your knees.
Okay. When somebody's been sick a while, you might say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a little
pale.
Okay, anything else?
Still look a little weak.
Okay, how would you say he felt?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Fine, very well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, if somebody is great big and he's not weak, he's...
great big and strong.
Okay. Let's see.